if he, like his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth, but who is not a nurse?
Midwife.
Okay. If a city person comes to the country, what would the country people call the city person? If a city person, like if I'm from the city and I come to the country, what's a country person going to call me?
I don't know if I can think of that.
Okay, have you ever heard of city slicker or something like that? Okay. If a country person then might go into town, what might the townspeople call him? If a country person like comes into town, do you know anything about that?
Seems to me they did long ago call him a rube, country rube.
Okay. How would you normally refer to a person whose skin is black or brown?
I didn't quite understand.
Okay. How would you refer to a person whose skin is like not white, but whose skin is either black or brown?
Negro.
Okay. And suppose that you were angry with a Negro and you thought that he was, you know, not very good. Would you change the way that you referred to him at all? Or would you call him by any other name? Okay. How do you normally refer to a person whose skin is white, like yours and mine? Do you call them a white person, or is there another name you might use?
Well, if I wanted to call attention to the race, I might say white person.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod, and he really liked this fishing rod, but his son broke it. You might say that the man got very what?
Angry.
Okay. And suppose that you'd been working very hard all day long, and at the end of the day, you might say, boy, I am really what?
Tired.
Okay. If the school nurse sent one of your grandchildren home from school, you might say that the child became what at school today?
Sick.
Okay. If a person has a sick feeling right about down here, you might say that the person felt sick what? Like right around in here.
Below the stomach.
Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you'd better behave, or something will get you. What would you call that spook?
Ghost.
Okay. And on December the 25th, how would you greet somebody that came into your house? What would you say to them on December the 25th?
Happy New Year. Well, it wouldn't be New Year. I don't know. The 26th.
The 25th?
Oh, 25th. Christmas, happy Christmas. I thought you said 26.
No, ma'am, 25th. Would you say happy Christmas? Okay. If you have a real heavy suitcase and you've got to carry it but not very far, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to this very far.
Carry this far.
Uh-huh. Is there another word you might use instead of carry?
Oh, I've heard the word tote.
Okay, but do you use that?
I don't think I do.
Okay. What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and four legs that lives in the water, and when it gets scared, it draws its legs up inside and puts its head in?
Turtle.
Okay. What do you call that if it lives on land?
Gopher.